Next up in the Allstate Skyline Studios, Dave Hoekstra, Nocturnal Journal, and we have our friends, the Polkaholics, making a return visit to the Nocturnal Journal. How you guys doing? Can you hear me?
All right. It's almost polka time, huh?
Okay. How you doing? You want to introduce the band and give us a quick song?
Yeah, I would love to. On the bass, we have Blitz Lidster. On the drums, Reckless Rusty. And my name is Dandy Don.
Okay, take it away.
We're going to play the Dave Hoekstra Polka. WGN Radio.
WGN Radio.
Well, everybody loves the show.
Everybody loves the show.
It's the day, it's the day. Dave Hoekstra show.
Hey!
Tony and to Glencoe.
Tony and to Glencoe.
East to West Chicago.
East to West Chicago.
Well, everybody loves your show.
Everybody loves the show.
It's the day, it's the day. Dave Hoekstra show.
Humbled. That's really something. And you got the name right. It's not Hoekstra or anything. It's Hoekstra.
We tried our best, Dave.
Well, thank you so much. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We're happy to be on your show. Thanks so much for having us on Nocturnal Journal.
I wish I had this much energy. I could learn something from
you. You got to play the polka, man.
So talk about a little, real quick, before we break for the news. I mean, the history of the Polkaholics. You guys formed in 97.
That's right. We formed in 97. We just, you know, we started playing polka music. And, you know, at first we weren't sure if we could even pull it off. And we're still not sure if we can, but we're still going at it.
I can't see over. That's Dandy Don, right?
That's me, Dandy Don. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I was going to ask you, how has the scene changed?
Well, the traditional polka scene has changed in Chicago. You know, it's more traditional old-time bands. There's not so many clubs around anymore playing polka music. But we're trying to keep it going, screaming in the 21st century. That's right.
Well, you're off to a good start with that theme song. That song rocks.
You know, polka's the only way to rock.
Yeah. I'm just flabbergasted. We got to take a break for David Jennings in the news, and we're going to come back, and I want to ask you where the accordion is, okay?
Oh, yeah, we threw that in the Chicago River.
Okay, so don't go away. The more Nocturnal Journal on WGN.
All right. He's killed the poker stars with long hair and loud guitars. The poker's back, what did you say? Dirty Ride. Must be hey, hey. There was once a time when poker was okay. You'd hear it on the radio each and every day. People were so happy they were dancing all around till the hippies came to take the poker down. The hippies killed the poker stars with long hair and loud guitars. The poker stars.
must pay. Hey, hey. Hippies wanted a piece of love that was very nice, but they never took it back. They needed some more spice. They wear their hair very long. They said it was out of sight. They could have used some real cream. They could stand all right. The hippies killed with those stars. In the long hair, that's how the guitars. The folks in the back, they used to say, Dirty Rodgers, the beast must pay.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN, and we want to talk about that song we interrupted there. How you guys doing? We got the Polkaholics in the studio,
great,
yeah. Dandy Don on guitar and vocals, Blitz Linster on bass and vocals, and Rusty back there on drums.
Reckless Rusty
on drums. So talk about the song you just played from the new record, Polka High, The Hippies Killed the Polka Stars.
Right. Well, you know, the polka was in its heyday in the 1960s. There were a bunch of polka clubs all over Chicago, and then the hippies came. And after that, you know, there's like less and less polka. So we're trying to bring it back and to teach those hippies a lesson, because polka's number one in Chicago. That's right.
Were you guys at Woodstock?
We were, but they kicked us out.
I don't know if the listeners, because we went to the news. Can you do that in a Gotta Da Vida riff again that people can hear on the record?
Sure.
Yeah. It's got to be the only time Inna Gotta Da Vida has met a polka
yeah,
thing.
The beer barrel, Inna Gotta Da Vida, Sunshine Your Love.
Yeah, you mentioned Baby Doll, and I was asking you before you went on, what's the club scene like for if you want to hear live polka music?
Yeah, it's pretty much in banquet halls in Southwest Side suburbs, but there still is one club, Rudy and Ann's, 5788 South Archer. They have polka bands on Sunday afternoons, typically, and that's like it. I mean, there used to be, you know, Division Street from Ashland to Western was called Polish Broadway. There was polka bars all over the place. But yeah, that's, again, we're trying to bring it back screaming.
And how's that working out?
Well, we're here, right? We haven't been arrested yet.
You've got some gigs coming up. Talk about that, Taste of Polonia.
Yeah, we're always happy to be back at Taste of Polonia, Copernicus Center. We're going to be playing Saturday, August 31st, 12:30 to 2 p.m. And then just like Ernie Banks, we're doing two that day, because later that night we're going to be at Beat Kitchen as part of the Scooter Fest. And there we're going to, I think the whole thing starts at 8 p.m. And then in September, we got tons of Oktoberfest gigs. So lots of chances for people to hear the Polkaholics.
The Slaughterhouse Scooter Rally. That's at the Beat Kitchen 2100 West Belmont. August 3rd.
That's exactly right.
Have you played that before?
No, we have not played that particular event. We played Beat Kitchen many times years ago, but we're going to bring the polka to the scooter people for sure.
That makes sense, of course. You know, when I was listening to the record, today, and I want to go back one more time to Hippies Kill the Polka Stars. Talk about, because I heard a little, and Don, I don't know if you get this on the vocals, I heard a little Joe Strummer, a little Clash attitude.
Yeah, for sure.
So talk about your guys' DNA. I mean, I know there's little Wally, but talk about the rock and roll angle.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for me, punk rock and polka music just seemed like they all had that DIY spirit, the do-it-yourself spirit. And I loved punk rock in the late 70s. I saw The Clash, saw a bunch of the bands, Buzzcocks, Johnny Thunders. And so, yeah, when we started the band, that was the idea, in a sense, to fuse the punk rock of the late 70s with the Chicago-style polka of Little Wally, Aunt Belair's, Eddie Blazonchak, Marion Lush, Naturals, and all of those great bands.
David Jennings, are you there?
I am here.
Tell Tell us your Jimmy Sturr. You're the last guy in the world. They have a Jimmy Sturr story. But tell us about your Jimmy Sturr story. Like, I know a follow-up question.
My first job doing news and radio was a very long time ago, but it was a place in Middletown, New York. And there was this guy on Saturday afternoon who would have his monitors in the studio. Whenever he popped the mic off, it's like the walls would vibrate. But it was polka. And many moons later, I finally heard someone talking about polka, and they mentioned his name. I didn't know that I was doing news in the radio show of, well, polka royalty. The guy's name was Jimmy Sturr.
That's great. Now, keep with us, David, because when I used to write about this for the Sun-Times, can we talk about the different styles, not to get real wonky about it, but talk about Little Wally style and Jimmy Sturr style, all these different styles of polka.
Yeah, that's the thing that blew my mind was the different heterogeneity in the United States. The two styles that you mentioned, Jimmy Sturr came out of the Eastern Polish tradition that played very fast, syncopated kind of polka. Wally revolutionized it here in Chicago, slowing it down. And to me, it just had more grit and just more of a better sound to me, the Wally honky style. But there's also German style, there's Slovenian style, there's Mexican style, conjunto style.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's just so many different great styles of polka music in the United States.
David, did they talk about Jimmy's style? I mean, we talked before we went on the air. I mean, he did these albums with guest stars and stuff, but did he get it deep into that at all?
No, I never. I hate to admit this, but I didn't listen to him. I was the news guy. I'm writing news in the background, and it's like, you know, I'm not listening. I happened to look him up on Google, and he's still around.
Yeah, he is.
He is. Yeah.
And he's still playing and still touring.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like whatever he's doing, it works.
I want to say he even played a Farm Aid once. I know Willie Nelson's been on his records.
Yeah. You know, Willie Nelson used to play in polka bands
in
Texas.
That was one of his first gigs.
That's
right. He would say that. Talk about, Don, talk about how Jimmy Sturr's success affected the Grammys and stuff.
Right. So, he's probably the most notable polka artist of the last 20 years or so. So he would win the Grammys every single year, with few exceptions. Brave Combo won it twice. Eddie Blazonczyk won it once. I think there was a couple others, but he would regularly win it. And so there's some thought that that's why they got rid of the polka Grammy, because, you know, the question is, who's won the most Grammys of all time? The answer is Jimmy Sturr.
Is that because he always had all these, like, famous people on his records? He did a bunch of those for Rounder, at least two or three.
Right, right. No, I can't say why he always won, to be honest. I would prefer if Eddie Blazonczyk won more. Let's put it that way.
So it's always been three pieces, right?
That's right. Guitar, bass, drums.
Why no accordion?
Well, there's plenty of great polka bands out there that have accordion and traditional instruments, clarinet, trumpet, squeeze box. You know, we play it the way we know how to play it. So when we started the band, we don't know those instruments. We know how to play guitar, bass, drums. Let's try it that way.
Blitz and Reckless. Can you guys hear me? Can I call you Blitz and call you Blitz and Reckless?
Yes, you can.
We're on that type of level. How'd you guys join the band?
Well, we both played. Who's with
it? Which one is this?
This is Blitz.
Okay, Blitz, take it away.
We both played with Don way back in before the Polkaholics in a band called the Bouncing Balls at different times, and then we got called recently. In the last, I guess I joined the Polkaholics in 2012 and Rusty a couple of years ago.
I'm the fourth Spinal Tap drummer. So, I don't know how I'm going out, but it's going to be spectacular.
What are the bands you guys played in before this?
I don't know.
Well, we all were in the Bouncing Balls, as Blitz said, but we also have a Johnny Thunders tribute called DTKLAMF.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yep. We haven't played out in a while, but keep an eye out. Yeah, we can do it.
We can hold another Johnny Thunder show for you.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Where do you guys play that?
Last time we did was at Quenchers, actually.
The opening for the Polkaholics.
We did double duty.
That's right.
And so Polka High, www.thepolkaholics.com, right?
That's right, thepolkaholics.com, exactly.
Thepolkaholics.com. First, like, LP record in, like, 10 years?
Right. You know, the last thing we did was our famous polka rock opera called Wally, all about little Wally and his life. Because we thought, hey, the Who's got Tommy, Kinks have Arthur, why can't the Polkaholics have Wally? So we did that. And then, you know, that after that, it's taken us a little while to get back. But we're back now with Polka High.
You're going to play another, we're going to try to get one more song in, but there's some great, great songs in on here. Nothing Like a Bush, we were talking about. Talk about that. That's a Bush Beer song.
Yeah, you know, early on we had a song for Old Style, and we were trying to get some marketing from them, and that didn't seem to be successful. So we thought, oh, let's try another really low-cost beer. We'll try Bush. Why not?
You should go. Archie's, they've been on the show over there in Ukrainian Village. I think they serve Bush.
Yeah, there's a lot of places in Chicago that serve Bush, as we found out. Yeah. We've enjoyed them many places.
Nothing like it.
How do these songs come together? Like, I was listening to Blue-Haired Lady, and you throw in the Aquanet references and stuff.
Yeah, you know, Blue-Haired Lady was definitely inspired by the Baby Doll, because, like, if when we went, we played there while it was still around, and in the women's washroom, there would be Aquanet hairspray, and there would be, you know, some of the people that worked.
How do you know what's in the women's washroom?
Vera told me. My wife, Vera, told me. But anyway, so, you know, that was sort of I was thinking about that place and that kind of thing when we came up with Blue-Haired Lady.
That's right. All right, we're gonna take a break, and we're gonna have one more live song. Okay.
Oh, we're here for as long as you want us. Oh,
I love you guys. Thanks a lot. Don't go with more Nocturnal Journal, the Polkaholics, after this on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN, and we got the Polkaholics in the Allstate Skyline Studio. How you guys doing? You doing all right?
We're doing great.
You like,
yeah.
You like the water I brought in for you?
Yeah, but it doesn't have. It's not beer.
That's right.
It's polka juice.
You know, it's you guys stay true to that. What you do is so unique. You stay true to that oom-pa-pa sound, but then you also have that attitude of what you talked about, the Clash and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you handle, like, the, I'm doing air quotes in here, of the novelty thing? I mean, do people look at you as a novelty actor? Is that?
You know, some people do, but I always, you know, I think we have elements also, I think, of like the Blues Brothers. Blues Brothers honored blues music, and they're trying to do that kind of thing, but they had elements of comedy, of course, because they were comedians. Now, we're not comedians like them and that good, but, you know, our approach is kind of like that. We're trying to have fun with the music and really bring back the spirit. See, the thing that bugs me a little bit is, like, polka music used to have a lot more entertainment, a lot of this sort of what we're bringing back. And now I feel the bands, they kind of sit there with sheet music in front of them. They play music. To me, that's not very entertaining. So we're trying to reconnect with, again, with the Lil Wally, the 50s, 60s style of polka music that was prominent here in Chicago.
Talk about why Lil Wally is so important in what you do. And again, I interviewed him a couple times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the polka beat at the Sun-Times out of default because nobody else wanted to.
Right, we know how that goes.
Yeah, right. Just like while I'm on the air tonight on Saturday. But he was like a promoter. I remember he had these little postcards.
Oh,
and he really was really self-promoted everything.
Without it, you know, he was completely DIY. Think about this. When he was like 20 years old, he got signed to Columbia Records. He put out two 78s at that time. He didn't like the way they sounded. He bought his own pressing plant to record his own stuff, to put out his own stuff on JJ Records.
Yeah.
I mean, he did everything by himself. And like you say, he was completely into marketing, promoting. I mean, when I first met him, you know, he comes off the airplane. We did a couple of shows with him before he passed on. And, you know, the guy was, he was always on. I never, you know, experienced somebody like him. He was just one of a kind, just an amazing guy.
There's really no one, I mean, you know, well, the Blazonczyk's kids, right? I mean, who's carrying this on besides you guys?
Well, there's a lot of traditional kind of polka bands that play at traditional fests, but there's also the sort of more bands like us, like the Bulls and Beer Band from Nebraska. There's a Milwaukee Polka Riot that we participate in. The Milwaukee Criminals play at that. Brave Combo, of course, have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Polka Side in San Francisco. So there's Polka Boy in Indianapolis. There's Polka Brothers in New York. Many of these bands have elements of rock and polka, but we're the only ones that have strict rock instrumentation. Most of the others have some traditional elements. So that's how we're unique, I suppose.
Boy, you guys, really, really great. So Polka High, tell people how they can find it.
All right. So you go on our website, thepokaholics.com, and we're selling it via CD Baby. That's another place you can go, and you can order it. And you can also get it through, I guess, what those modern things. What do they call them?
iTunes.
And iTunes or whatever. That it's like, yeah.
Just a fad.
Yeah, it's just a fad. We'll sell you an 8-track if you want one, too.
I mean, you're going to play us off with a song, but it's got I Have a Mother, Don't Need Another.
That's one of the songs on there. The one we're gonna play out with is the blue haired lady one that we were talking about a little earlier.
And it's got Didn't Know I Love You Till I Saw You Chicken Dance.
Right.
Of course.
Right.
That's great. Okay, well thank you so much. The gigs again are on August 31st, Taste of Polonia.
That's right. Taste of Polonia. We'll be on 12:30 to 2:00, and then later that evening we'll be at Beat Kitchen for the Slaughterhouse Scooter Jubilee. And that starts, I believe, around 8 p.m. There's like about four bands. We're going to be one of them. I'm not sure the order yet. So we're doing a twofer on August 31st.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks, Dandy Don.
Thank you,
thanks,
Dave.
Thanks, Blitz Linster.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Reckless Rusty.
Thank you.
Thanks, Roll Coleman, for the production. Thanks, Adam Phillips, for the fine engineering. And we're going to play it out with Blue Hair Lady.
All night. Where, oh, where is my blue haired lady? She drives me crazy. She makes me lazy. Where, oh, where is my blue haired lady? Knocking me out all night. She always has hard candy when I'm ready. It's hard candy, yeah. But a scotch she has me knocking me out all night. She likes to cut. Loose!